faculties.
Sometimes things do take a turn you don't expect and you end up having to give an apology.
Like we are about to now. After something that crossed all the domains of the modern media has blown out of control.
Mm. The story goes that on Friday, and Matthew, I don't like pointing a finger, but I will. Someone other than me on this show.
Come on, you're loving this.
Yes. Our executive producer, Paul, very cleverly, and he's very good at this. He's very talented.
Yes.
He managed to snaffle a photo, a picture of Cameron Ling.
On the Channel 7 news, post grand final parade.
And he had put the caption underneath it, Julia Gillard, Prime Minister.
Which was the same, it was lifted off the Channel 7 news service and replaced in front of Mr. Ling.
And this is his skill. He's very good. It's so believable.
Such that it looked like a blooper where you've gone, oh, they've put the wrong thing
up. It's funny because they're redheads, you see? Yeah. They're both redheads.
Got them mixed up.
Some fool in the banners and logos departments mucked it up. 5,000 people went like. It went crazy. Twitter.
I think something like through the permutations of Facebook, something like 36,000 people saw that. So it's
now
gone
in today's paper in the confidential section saying, oh, how's this? Here's a bit of a slip up from Channel 7, when really that was not the case at all. It was a deft hand, a clever piece of mousery.
Making no mention of the fact that it was a joke on the Matt and Joe Facebook page, courtesy of this man.
Yep. Now, this
step up to the microphone, this man.
In terms of apologies, we will not shirk the issue. It's time to man up. And so we thought the most appropriate way for us to apologise is to get someone else to do it.
Hi.
Paul, firstly, congratulations on your fine bit of skullduggery there.
Thank you.
Can you believe that they put it there as fact?
I know.
The worry is now that as if it happened as fact, some Paul Blighter at Channel 7 might get a rap over the knuckles.
Yeah.
As an executive flies into town, into this maelstrom of television scandal.
Who's responsible for that?
Right. He's off the news. When really, there was never that mistake was never made.
Correct.
So in keeping with the honour of Alan Jones, you apologise.
Matt and Joe were wrong.
Beg your pardon?
Produces nothing but grief.
It was meant to be a laugh, right? It was meant to
be a
laugh.
Great laugh.
And people thought it was funny, but it was a lie. It was photoshopped. Right. It did not happen.
So the apology is to the Channel 7 news folk.
Correct.
For undermining the integrity of their brand.
Sorry to Peter Mitchell and Jennifer Kite and the team.
Sandy, I think there are other people you need to apologise to. Those in our community who are perhaps not of sound mind and might really thought that was the Prime Minister.
That's right. Joe has a very good point, Paul.
You need to apologise
to
them.
To them as well.
Vladimir Putin liked because he thought they were friends now.
You can check it out. If you haven't seen it, it's still there on the Matt and Joe Facebook page.
Paul, in your defence, you did put a Fox logo on the
which has been just
photo.
Our web address. Yeah,
the Prime Minister.
But the people didn't see.
No,
So that's their own stupid fault.
Mm. Prime Minister has not returned our calls. She won't
call
apology.
Us back. No, she's not calling.
There you go.
We've got to go.
Policy from the Matt and Joe
Alan Jones.
Thank you.
Bye.